the one guaranteed investment. I was 28 years old when I stumbled upon the only fully guaranteed investment that exists. I started attending a weekly breakfast with several young businessmen and was impressed because they were astute and energetic. But more than that, I was attracted to the quality of their lives. At the time, I was part owner of a successful restaurant. I was married to my wonderful wife, Bev, and lived in a very comfortable home. I had everything I thought would give me happiness and a sense of accomplishment, but felt neither. Something was missing. I was surprised to hear these men speak openly of their faith in God. Now, I had attended church when I was growing up. However, I never heard that it was possible to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. A friend described how I could enter into this relationship by sharing several biblical truths that I hadn't understood. First, God loves us and He wants us to know Him. The Lord desires a close relationship with each of us. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 10:10 tells us, Jesus came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. Well, when my son Matthew was in the first grade, he developed a burning desire to win the 100-yard dash at his school's field day. That's all we heard about for about 2 months. But there was a problem. His classmate Bobby Dyke was faster. Field day finally arrived. They ran the 50-yard dash first, and Bobby easily beat Matthew. I'll never forget when Matthew came up to me with tears in his eyes, and he said, Dad, please pray for me. I've just got to win the 100-yard dash. Well, with the sound of the gun, Matthew got off to a quick start. And halfway through the race, he pulled away from the rest of his classmates and won. I lost control of myself. I was jumping and shouting. I had never before experienced such exhilaration. Then it occurred to me how much I love my son. And although I love other people, I don't love them enough to give my son to die for them. But that's just how much God the Father loved you. He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. But there's a problem. God's holy, which means God is perfect and He won't have a relationship with anyone who also isn't perfect. My friend asked me if I'd ever sinned, if I'd ever done anything that would disqualify me from being perfect. Well, many times I admitted. Then he explained that every person has sinned, and the consequence of this sin is separation from God. Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Isaiah 59:2 tells us, your sins have cut you off from God. But there's really good news. Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin so we could know God personally. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And Romans 5:8 tells us, God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I've even got more good news. My friend went on to explain that by an act of faith, I could receive the free gift. Do you hear that? A free gift of a relationship with God. Well, the transaction appeared too good to be true. I'd learned in business that anytime you had two people who were convinced they were getting more than they were giving up, you had a transaction. But now I was being offered a relationship with God, and it was a free gift. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 tells us, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. The only thing I had to do was turn away from my sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into my life and be my Savior and Lord. And I did it. And as my friends will tell you, I'm a very practical person. They know if something doesn't work, I'll just quickly drop it. And now, after more than 40 years' experience, I can confirm beyond a shadow of a doubt that a relationship with God can be yours through Jesus Christ. And nothing, I mean, nothing compares with the privilege of knowing Christ personally. Now, if you desire to know the Lord, but you're not certain whether or not you have this relationship, I encourage you right now to ask Christ to come into your life and settle this issue by repeating this simple prayer. Father God, I need you. I invite Jesus to come into my life and make me the person you want me to be. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. Amen. You know, you might fulfill all the principles in becoming a faithful steward, but without a relationship with Christ, your efforts will be in vain. If you ask Christ into your life, I encourage you, begin to attend a church which teaches the Bible so that you can mature in your faith. And please, please contact Compass if we can answer any questions or help you in any way.